The Language of Desire, the erotic action movie, Showtime. Now that you've gone through lesson 5.2 and have your script written out, I'm going to walk you through exactly how to confidently share it with your man. Be prepared to rock his socks, girlfriend. He's going to love this. So here's how to deliver your erotic action movie by text. Sharing your movie by text is great because it's easy to be bold behind a keyboard, especially if you're new to naughty conversations. You can say explicit things even if your face is flaming red with nervousness. It's a great way to get comfortable with the dialogue, have time to craft great replies, use timing to build anticipation, and gain confidence in this type of conversation with your guy. Because he won't have the benefit of hearing the tone of your voice or seeing your body language, you'll want to use emoticons as you're sharing your story. Little smiley faces and winks are going to help convey playfulness when appropriate. If you opt to use text messages, send him an opening text that tells him you're going to be sharing a story with him. Let him know that you'll be doing the typing and he can just sit back and enjoy. It's a good idea to ask for a reply back so that you know he's actually got his phone right there with him. Something like, "Honey, I have a fun little story I want to share with you over several texts. Let me know when you are ready for me to begin," with a little smiley face. Once he's given you the green light, grab your script and start typing it out. But I want you to send it just a few lines at a time. Use the dot, 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 or the ellipsis, it's called, symbol to indicate that you'll be sending more in a minute. You want to break it up this way because sending it all in one super lengthy text can create technical issues. Some phone carriers will jumble up long texts and break them up sort of randomly, and the messages may arrive on his end out of order, so you don't want that to happen. The other reason you want to break up the story this way with short texts is that you can build anticipation when you do that. Right before you get to a really juicy part of the action, you can wait a few minutes. Leave him anxiously hanging there, teasing him. He may get antsy and ask you to continue. Toy with him and say, "Patience, my love," or, "Okay, good, I still have your attention." You can also break down a long movie plot over a few days. Send the first quarter of the story over several texts on one day, and as the plot gets exciting, send a "to be continued tomorrow" text. He'll probably complain, but this is a very deliberate way to get him hooked on and craving your next text. When you want to start the story back up, send a text, "I'm ready to continue my story. Are you ready?" And wait for his reply before you begin. When you reach the end of the movie script, you can let him know by texting "the end" with a little smiley or winky face. And see what he replies with, but understand that he might not say anything right away. And that's totally okay. Some guys won't know quite what to say the first time you do this, but that does not mean he didn't enjoy it. So let's talk about delivering your movie by phone. Sharing your movie over the phone adds other elements that digital communication lacks. Your voice and the ability to have immediate back and forth conversation definitely adds another level of sexiness. The bonus is that you will still have the safety of appearing confident without him actually seeing if you're nervous. Before you even begin to think about picking up the phone, you want to read through your movie several times out loud. This isn't because you need to memorize it, it's just so you can get comfortable hearing your own voice say these words. Practicing gets you comfortable, which lessens your nerves. So practice reading the script a few different ways. Try altering the tone and cadence of your voice to find what feels good and sexy to you. Again, you'll likely feel really silly at first, but it's important to play around with how your voice sounds. The more you get used to verbalizing your movie, the more confident you become, and the easier and more natural it will be during the phone call. The first time you want to share your EAM, especially if it's with the goal of orgasm, it's best to plan it out. So first, tell him you want to talk on the phone at a time where he's alone and not distracted. If this is your spouse who you live with, maybe one of you is on a business trip. If this is your boyfriend or someone you're dating and you don't live together, it's certainly a lot easier. And if you're in a long-distance relationship, this can become a key part of your sex lives. So you've selected the time for the call. He might have an inkling of what's to come, and this is good because anticipation is your friend here. So before you call him up, I want you to do a few things. Take some deep breaths, and this will calm you and center you. Read over your list of what turns you on. And then read through your script and have a printout with you. Go ahead and put on lingerie or sexy bra and panty set, or just be naked under the sheets. And you'll want to dim the lights and make sure all distractions and interruptions are at bay. Children, pets, whatever. And have a vibrator or dildo handy if you want. If you don't have one, you can go get yourself one. Ordering online is very discreet if the idea of going to a shop is too uncomfortable to you. And you can go on like Amazon.com. They have tons of variety there. Also, Lovers. There's all sorts of stores online that discreetly ship these sorts of things out to you. And I want you to remember this, most importantly, that you are confident and sexy, and you are about to totally blow his mind. So I find the best way to do this, before you do the call, make sure, again, that you have a printout of your script. And you don't have to follow it word for word, but it certainly helps. So having it there and knowing what you're going to say next so you don't get lost is good. And if you want to do all the talking and just let him listen, tell him at the beginning of the call. Just say you have a story to share, and he can close his eyes, relax, and listen. And I want you to remember to read slowly. Take your time, breathe in between the lines. And when you reach the end of the script, you can ask him how he enjoyed it. You can stay on the phone and continue a free-form conversation, or you can control the action and just end the call right there, leaving him to bask in the afterglow alone. Personally, I recommend getting off the phone quickly after you finish, so you keep the feeling of intimacy intact. If you move on to other mundane topics, like things about daily living and responsibilities and paying bills, I find it kind of dilutes the power of the call. Leaving him like kind of abruptly, it seems weird to do that, but it keeps that interaction fresh in his mind. And then the next time you talk, you can talk about taking the dogs to the vet or, you know, the school play or whatever other stuff you need to talk about with him. So now we're going to talk about how to deliver your movie via Skype. And Skype, if you're not familiar with it, it's an online video calling system, so you can make long distance calls but see each other on the screen. So with Skype, you do have the ability to do a voice only call, but here I'm going to specifically be talking about delivering your movie with the video on. You can also use Google Hangouts or FaceTime on an iPhone if you choose, but basically the point here is that you're going to be able to see one another in real time. Does that freak you out? It's okay. Doing a video call is a more advanced form of delivery. And for some of you, you may never feel up to doing a video call. Or you simply might not have the ability to if you live with other people or don't have the technology. And that's fine if you stay with text or phone. It's still very effective. So I've included these video instructions for those of you who are comfortable with the medium or are adventurous enough to try it out. The preparation is much the same as doing a phone call. Before you schedule the video call, you'll want to practice reading through your script many times out loud. You'll also want to practice in front of the mirror. You'll need to think about facial expressions since this is a video. Think about being in character when you read through. I know you're playing yourself in the movie, but it's okay to have a little fun and act a little bit. With video, it's critical that you do arrange the time with him. Let him know you want to do a video call when he can be totally alone and when you both won't be interrupted. So with whatever application or program you're going to use, I recommend that you have at least one non movie script call on video ahead of time. So you want to make sure you have the app installed. You want to make sure you're in each other's contacts, especially with Skype. I found sometimes it can be finicky, especially if you're trying to connect with someone and you haven't done it before. It can be a little unintuitive how to use the interface. So you don't want your nerves to get rattled fighting with this software program before sharing your movie. So tell him you just like to try out a video call so you can see his face, just to talk about whatever comes to mind. But this is your trial tech run for your movie, but he just doesn't know that yet. So before you get ready to deliver the movie up on video, number one, you want to make sure you've done at least one other video call together on the app you're using so you're comfortable with the technology. Yes, I just said that, but it's important, so I need you to listen to me. Read over your list of what turns you on. Read through your script and have your printout with you. If you can, put on the outfit you describe in the movie or a close approximation. If that isn't possible, wear something sexy like lingerie or a silk robe. Make sure you've applied your makeup and styled your hair. You know, you just want to feel pretty because he can see you. Dim the light slightly, but not so low that the camera doesn't work. That's important and slightly different than a phone call. And again, you want to make sure all distractions and interruptions are at bay. Doors are locked. You're all alone. It's private. And again, remember, you are confident and sexy, and you are about to blow his mind. So when you get him online, go ahead and tell him that you have a story you want to share with him. Give him permission to sit back, watch, and listen. And when you reach the end of the script, just let him know you're done. And just like with the phone call, I recommend ending it quickly. Keep in mind that he probably has a raging boner at this point, and if he's slightly shy and didn't masturbate during the video call, he may desperately want to do that right now. So that's another reason, if that's something that, you know, masturbating in front of each other isn't part of your repertoire, getting off the video call quickly might be very appreciated by him. And on that note, you know, some people feel uncomfortable with video, and we're going to talk about that in the frequently asked questions. So, first question, I'm nervous that my script is not very good. Well, it's natural to feel that way. Keep in mind, he's not expecting this, so he doesn't have any built-up expectations. It's not like you're going in to see an Oscar-winning film and shelling out a bunch of money at the theater and getting disappointed. Remember, this is playful and fun and doesn't have to be perfect. Just follow the templates if you need to. That's A-okay. I feel silly using this kind of language. It doesn't sound like me or him. So, I get that. If the dialogue sounds totally like a stranger and it doesn't sound like either of you, you can alter it to be more realistic. However, remember, this is a movie, and while you're each playing yourselves, you're playing a creative version or a character of yourself. So you do have creative license to embellish and talk differently than you would in normal life. And again, it may feel silly at first, but practicing will give you confidence. And remember, if phone or video still feels like it's too much after practicing, you can still have an awesome experience delivering it through text. I don't, or he doesn't, use text messaging. Well, you can also use email instead if texting isn't an option and you want to do this digitally. If you want to write out the entire script in one email, you can do that. Or you can break it down into two or three. And I personally like the buildup of anticipation of breaking the story down into little parts. You don't have to break it down into tiny parts. But, you know, having it in a like kind of a beginning section and then a follow-up email with more, you know, more of the story in it, that's certainly something you can do. But here's one very, very important that if you do use email, do not use a work or company email to send this. Because if you weren't aware of this, most companies have policies in place that either prohibit or frown upon personal use of company email. So there's that. Also, your messages, all email messages, are stored on a company server, where the people in the IT department can access them and possibly read them. Some big companies have people whose jobs it is to scan emails. And if it's on a company-based email address, you don't have privacy. It's not implied. In fact, you probably signed some sort of agreement saying, acknowledging that it's company property, quote unquote. So other people could have access to it. So just be smart about that and don't put either of yourselves in a compromising position. So don't send it from your company email and don't send it to him on his company email. Even if he's the, president of the company or you are too, just don't, because other people do have access to it. So use your personal email if you decide to do this. So he replies back to my text, trying to contribute to the story. So if he tries to chime in and reply back with ideas to the storyline, you can do two things. If you don't want his input and want to be solely in control, let him know that you're delivering the story this time. Just say, shh, sweetheart, I'm delivering the story this time. Just sit back and let me share. Or if you're open to improvising, begin to incorporate his ideas. You can try to keep the storyline close to your original script, or you can just run with it and see where both of your creative dirty minds take things. Again, there's no right way or wrong way to do this. Letting him participate can be a lot of fun, and it's just as being the one in control can be fun too. So that's totally up to you. I don't, or he doesn't, use Skype or other video calling app. That's really no big deal. You can keep your delivery to just text, email, or phone. Or if you feel up to it, you can also share your script in person and even act it out. Get it, into a little bit of role playing. Next question. I got to the end of the script, texted the end, and he didn't reply back. What does that mean? Well, it could mean he masturbated and has now blissfully drifted off to dreamland, especially if you're texting or doing this late at night. It could also mean that he's surprised and just caught off guard by this sexy side of you that he hasn't seen before, and he isn't quite sure what to say right now. The important thing is to not panic. Assume the best. Give him some time to collect his thoughts. And if you're apart due to a trip or some other long-distance situation, send him a text the next day and ask something simple like, how's your day or how'd you sleep last night, and see how he replies. You can then ask if he enjoyed your story. He might reply back with a simple yes or even just a smiley face, and that's good feedback. So remember that, his response or lack of response or not a lengthy response doesn't necessarily mean he didn't enjoy it. Especially if this is the first time you've sort of ventured into talking dirty or showing him this side to you. He really just might be tongue-tied and not quite sure how to reply. So, if you have other questions, go ahead and type them in the comment section on the module. Go into your dashboard and type them in, and I will answer you.